Vegas.
Let's go to Vegas.
We'll be there in about 3 hours.
We're on Island Air's PC-12, headed to Juneau. There's space for 8 passengers, and the trip from Ketchikan takes just about an hour. This flight is a promotional flight and kind of a party.
Champagne, please.
Okay. We're flying at around 22,000 feet. Co-owner Scott Currier says it can reach 30,000 feet if needed to find smooth air. This plane is not a jet, though, so how does that work?
Really big and bad engine. It's about 1,300 horsepower. It's turbine powered. It likes altitude, runs really well at altitude. That's what they're made for. The air is thin, so the higher you start getting, the less resistance you get. So you're able to.
And it has a pressurized cabin, so we can all, you know, breathe. Currier says flying at a higher altitude is a win-win for everyone.
If you find the right air up above, you can get there faster. We like it. We save fuel. You like it because you get there early.
The airline's other co-owner also is Scott Van Valen. He says the idea behind the new route to Juneau is similar to a common service in the lower 48.
So it's definitely a up high, go fast plane that is very similar to commuter aircraft and down south, especially using the IFR system. So having IFR and structured procedures to get into the southeast communities is a must for reliability and safety.
From the start, they've flown using instrument flight rules, a structured system that Currier likens to an interstate highway system in the sky.
Three-dimensional, stacked vertically, horizontally, and controlled on radar, where you have that air traffic controllers directing you, watching other traffic, and it's on published roadways that are monitored by the FAA.
Because the airline has always used IFR, Southern Southeast Alaska residents who travel a lot between Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island know that even when the weather's iffy, Island Air often still flies. But Currier says it took a couple of years for that to sink in.
Because for so many years, everybody, the island was built, the communities were built with beavers, float planes, and they would fly under the clouds and however they could get over there, back and forth to Ketchikan. So when they first started seeing us flying into the clouds and disappearing, that was a no-no. You don't ever fly into the clouds. And everybody goes, I'm never going to do that.
After a while, though, with plenty of successful flights into and above the clouds, he says they won over the skeptics.
Welcome to Honolulu.
After we land in Juneau, we head into the airport to stretch our legs while the plane is refueled. It's a quick turnaround for us. Normally, they offer several round-trip flights from Ketchikan daily, some direct and some stopping in Petersburg or Klawak. Currier says the Petersburg run has been especially popular.
Because we stop from Ketchikan to Juneau Ketchikan to Petersburg to Juneau, and then when we come back south, they can go up early in the morning, they come back in the evening. And they've never been able to do that before.
Island Air has grown slowly over the years. It now has 24 employees, mostly in Ketchikan and Klawak, and 6 planes. They have plans to expand the Klawak terminal and build a new hangar, and they built cabins in Klawak last winter for their pilots. The new direct flight service to Juneau is the newest addition. Currier says they'll see how that goes before making more expansion plans. Soon it's time to reboard and head south to Ketchikan. Another quick hour and we're back where we started. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.